clouds gather, darkness prowls. The moon shines full as specters howl. This scary house, this lonely road, revenge is coming and best served cold. Revenge on Jeff, who plays with dolls. Revenge on Walter, who moans and scowls. Peanut, Jose shall know their place, like my awful father who scarred my face. One by one, they'll learn they're damned to minding the monsters with Jeff Dunham.
Called Minding the Monsters. Why? Well, we wanted to do a show that was different. But why in the world did I want to do a monster special? Well, growing up, I always enjoyed Frankenstein. I loved Dracula. I loved the Mummy. All those monsters. I loved scaring people. I loved being scared. I think it started about the age of 5. I was an only child. And remember some of you may remember the cars back then. The American automobiles were these huge, giant things. We didn't have seat belts. There were no kid seats. I was an only kid in the back seat. These back seats were 8 feet wide. One big log bench. I could run back and forth on the bench. On the floor, the only thing in the way was a hump. You'd trip over the hump if you didn't see it. The back window, you could lay in the back window. I would do that. It was fantastic. And I would run around back there. And when my mother was driving, she wouldn't pay any attention to me. And my mother, still to this day, has a big, giant beehive hairdo. Pretty much Marge Simpson hair, but not the same color. You know what I'm saying? Looks like that. She also has these giant curlers that she uses, and she put them all over her hair. And I remember standing in the back seat, and I would look at her hair, this big giant beehive of hairdo all held together with Aquanet. And these big giant curlers would make these holes, would look like caves to me. I imagined they were a maze of caves in her hair like this. I remember standing back there staring at the hair, and then I looked over on the seat of the car, and oh, there's a little rubber plastic spider, a black spider. This is all true. I took that black spider, and I put it right on the edge of one of the curls. Fantastic. Looked great. I'm sitting there looking at it, and I thought, nah, that's not good enough. I found a pencil. I took the pencil. She's not paying attention. This is all true. Didn't know I was doing this. And I took that pencil and ever so gently pushed it back to the back of the curl, deep into the caves of curls. Gone. 4 days later. I am not kidding. 4 days later, my bedroom was right next to my parents' bathroom. My mother would comb out her hair about once a month. It was 4 days later. She's in the bathroom combing out her hair. The blood-curdling scream that came when that spider fell out onto her lap was worth the beating I took later that night.
Oh, shut the hell up! This is not my idea!
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
Walter, are you ever happy?
You should hope not.
Why?
Can you imagine me coming out of here in a good mood? Hi, everybody, I'm Walter, and life is peachy. You'd be working at Starbucks in a week.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained.
Not all of them. You know, there's a handful of guys sitting out there right now whose wives are like, oh, come on, we had to go see the middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now those guys are sitting out there right now going, son of a bitch. It's a middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now you're playing dress up with your dolls. When's the tea party, Ken?
Middle-aged dumbass.
Which part of that did you not like the most? Middle-aged or dumbass?
What do you think?
Well, you're only as old as you feel, but dumbass is in the DNA.
Well, you want to talk about why we're here tonight?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, are the cameras on?
They are.
Is the tape rolling?
Yes.
Great. Quiet on the set. Take one. You have the first line.
Okay.
Don't f*** it up.
All right, so, Bubba J, you're a vampire.
Yep, and I've come to suck your beer.
Well, you look good.
I'm Count Beercula. And I drink Bloodweiser.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm a white trash vampire.
How's that?
My coffin has a gun rack.
Really?
And I bit my cousin.
So you're Batman.
No. I'm that nut.
Bat nut.
Yes. That nut. Nut based Avenger of the night.
Is that why you're talking like that?
Of course.
Bat nut.
Yes.
You sound more like you're the Choker.
Okay, shut up. I do the talking. You just stand there and try to look like you're doing something besides just standing there.
Look, do you really think bat nut scares criminals?
Of course, especially if they have a nut allergy. Face my honey roasted justice.
So, do you have any weapons?
Of course. Batman has the batarang. I have the nutarang.
The nutarang?
Yes, it does exactly what you think it does. But when it comes back, I don't want to catch it. And I have two of them. I call them the dynamic duo. And I keep them near the lap pole.
Are you finished?
Yes, no more double entendres.
Thank you.
Until the next one.
Peanut,
don't get testicle.
Oh, come on.
I see you looking at me.
What do you think? Nice hair.
Oh, yes, and I promise you, the drapes match the carpet.
What? I was talking about my beard, you idiots! I don't have carpet.
Well, I must say your costume is not what I expected.
You needed blonde hair?
Right.
Well, I used to be a suicide bomber, now I'm a suicide blonde shell.
As a skeleton.
What did you call me?
A skeleton.
Oh, you're just trying to flatter me. I still need to lose 10 more pounds.
You're all bones.
I know. Eat your heart out, Angelina.
Seriously, eat something, anything, a sandwich, whatever. So, what size dress is that?
You never ask a woman that. But if you must know, I am now a size 0.
How'd you get down to a size 0?
My weight loss program? Suicide bombing?
What?
I lost 200 pounds in 0.2 seconds. Now I can eat whatever I want.
Seriously, it goes right through me.
Hey, give me a cheeseburger in a bucket.
Well, you look good.
No, I'm not. I'm bloated. I feel fat. I have cramps. I'm going to cry.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Well, look, don't touch me.
Ahmed.
No.
Ahmedina.
Do you dress like this often?
No, only when I want free drinks and I ride ladies.